Hello, folks, and welcome back. Today we're going to be discussing one of the more interesting topics that has arisen recently, and that is the hypocrisy regarding the use of drugs and alcohol among politicians. I'm going to cite two good examples from the left and a good example from the right, because, in all fairness, I like fairness. Fairness is good. All right, when we look at this, we have to look at... Let's start with the left, because the left is always more fun. The first example I'm going to use from the left is the one that's been out most recently. Barack Obama, who everybody believes is going to declare his candidacy for President of the United States, or if not Vice President of the United States, as part of a ticket, most likely with Hillary Clinton. It was in his book, which evidently nobody read because we didn't hear about this until recently, that Barack Obama admitted to, while in high school, smoking crack cocaine, marijuana, and drinking alcohol. Of course, he specifically points out he never did heroin, calling it smack, because that's wrong. You know, there's a fine line, and, you know, cocaine is okay, but heroin's wrong. How could anybody do heroin? I mean, cocaine is cool, but heroin is not. Now, the interesting part of this is that drug use, prior arrests, anything like that, is almost a resume builder for the Democratic Party. And I'll give you a better example than that. Former D.C. mayor and current city councilman, Marion Barry. We all know who Marion Barry is. And if you don't, I'll fill you in. Marion Barry was a multi-term mayor for the District of Columbia. Marion Barry's probably highlight of his entire mayoral career was getting caught on a sting operation on video, soliciting a prostitute, buying and smoking crack cocaine. All of this rolled into one. It was a pretty sweet package. Man was clearly guilty. It was on tape. There was no debate. But the interesting part about this is, of course, he had to step down from his mayoral position to go to jail. He was reelected. He continued to be reelected as mayor, and he was reelected to the city council. Now, why? I don't know. That's a very good question. I have zero idea why the man was reelected. But let's look at it. The people of D.C., I myself am a Northern Virginia resident, so I see them on the news quite frequently. And whenever they interview somebody from Marion Barry's voting district, which is around Anacostia, it's right around Southeast Constitution Heights, that area, you always hear something to the general effect of, they need to leave Marion Barry alone. Because they're picking on Marion Barry, and Marion Barry is innocent. Marion Barry was recently pulled over in a national park by park police because he was driving too slowly. They find out he was driving on a suspended license. That's a no-no. Now, of course, Marion Barry was profiled because he was Marion Barry. Now, of course, any logical, sane person would say, no, he was profiled because he was doing way under the speed limit, and it looked suspicious. That and the police officer probably knew that he was on a suspended license to begin with. But that's that side of the coin. How it's evidently okay to be a politician and a drug addict simultaneously, in Marion Barry's case, and have a history of drug abuse in Obama's case, if you're a Democrat. That's okay. It builds character. Now, let's look at the right. The left came at Rush Limbaugh's throat, literally went for his jugular when his news came out about his painkiller problems. And I'd like to draw some very sharp contrasts. Rush Limbaugh is not an elected official. Marion Barry and Barack Obama are elected officials. Now, bear in mind, I want to make this perfectly clear, there's no evidence that Barack Obama has used drugs while he has been elected. Just want to point that out for legal reasons and because I don't want to distort the truth. That's not what I'm here to do. Marion Barry, however, did. We know it. He was convicted. That's that. Rush Limbaugh doesn't have constituents, owes nothing to no one. Marion Barry was elected, owed his constituents what he promised, didn't deliver, had to step down several times to go to jail for his drug convictions. Rush Limbaugh, highly successful, articulate, intelligent, very wealthy man because of his hard work and his intellect. Marion Barry, not so much of any of those. Marion Barry is getting older, so that, you know, his speech and his appearance is starting to suffer. But undoubtedly, some of that's got to be from the heavy drug use and just having to be mayor of D.C. That's no easy task either. Rush Limbaugh had prescriptions for his medication. Now, for those of you that don't know, prescription is when you go and see a doctor and the doctor assesses your medical need, decides that you are in fact in need of said medication, writes it on a prescription pad, tears it off, takes it to the pharmacist, and you can obtain said medication for personal use. Rush Limbaugh didn't traffic the medication or anything like that. Marion Barry didn't have a prescription because you can't get prescription for crack. Now, if you could get prescription for crack, it would probably be in D.C. But you can't get a prescription for crack, hence Marion Barry did not have one. Now, I hope I've done a good job of highlighting the hypocrisy and the difference between left and right, how the left will jump all over the right on a man who's not a politician, and then when the right points out to the left that their elected official is a complete cokehead, they get very offended and believe it's wrong, of course, because, you know, doing drugs while in office builds character, I guess. That makes sense to me. But that is that. That is the gist of the hypocrisy as I've seen it and as I've experienced it from watching TV, from interacting with people, from just living near D.C. There's going to be more to come on this as the presidential campaigning develops, as people start to announce right now. You know, you've got exploratory committees formed, and that's about it. So as that gets underway, we'll start doing a breakdown, just like what I did with Nancy Pelosi's voting record. We'll start doing that with the candidates, looking at them, looking at their pros, cons, flaws, etc. We started a little bit with Obama tonight. So just be ready. Keep tuning back. Keep listening. Keep living. Keep learning. I hope you all had a very Merry Christmas or Hanukkah or Winter Solstice, depending on what you celebrate. Personally, I celebrated Christmas. Wonderful Christmas this year. I was fortunate to have my entire family together. I wish you all a very prosperous New Year. And God bless our troops. Thank you. Have a great night. God bless America.